to speak today about, let me get this, I got it, let me just write it, about Swiss Omer. There's so much to talk about, but I couldn't help, I don't know if you guys are aware about what's happening this week with the Haftoris. And it's just such an interesting thing. It started with a phone call from Bezalel, because my son Bezalel, the Dayan in Dagan, got me very excited about this. They had a meeting with Rav Golan and the Rabbanim, what to do about the Haftorot this week. So I said, I know all about this. Of course you know about it, Abba, because you're the one that told me about it. Okay, what happened? When I was a little younger, my father and I used to do Shamik Rav HaTarkum, and then we do the Minogiz, the Shulchan Aruch brings that you should do the Haftorah of the next day in case they call you to read. You should be prepared for it. Right? That, not that you have to read the Haftorah that day, you should be prepared. For some reason, we don't do it for Yontif. I don't know why it would be the same thing, prepare for the Yontif also. But the Minog is only on a regular Erev Shabbos. So I'm getting ready to do this Haftorah that says HaTishpot Shapot, about Shalayim, whatever. And my father said, no, we don't do this. We don't do this. I said, why? He said, we just don't read this Haftorah. They're going to read Kushiyim, the famous Haftorah Kushiyim. Kushiyim is a very interesting Haftorah because it's the only Haftorah we read which is not halacha, because the Haftorah, Alpi halacha, should be 10 psukim. Where did the idea of Haftorah come from? In the old days, the Goyim didn't let us read the Torah. And they said, but the Haftorah they didn't worry about because it wasn't as important as the Torah. They were anti-Torah, but not anti-Haftorah. Interesting. So we did, what was Haftorah? Haftorah was something that would remind you what the Parsha is, right? In other words, if the Parsha would talk about Yisra Rayot, or Dinei Kohanim, next week, for example, Parshat Emor, the Haftorah is from Yechezkel, Chavtah, I forget exactly which parak, and talks there about Dinei Kohanim. Why? Because Emor is Dinei Kohanim. And the Hatishvot Shavot is practically word for word, Psukim of Arayot, and Shabbos, and all the Chilulim and everything, practically letter for letter of the Parsha. So it makes sense to read that Haftorah that reminds us of the Parsha. That's a minhag. Yeah, if you have a special Haftorah, the Parsha Zohar, it's read Amalek. In fact, this year, interestingly, this is going to happen again. This year, there's been Purim Shuleshet, which means that Purim will be on Yerushalayim on Shabbos. And what are they going to read? They're going to read by Yehovah Amalek, just like they read Parsha Zohar the week before. What Haftorah are they going to read? The same Haftorah about Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel and Agag and all that stuff. Right? So imagine 2 weeks in a row, Haftorah. So the concept of reading 2 weeks in a row, the same Haftorah, did exist in the old days when the Chatan used to read Sos Asis. Sos Asis is a Haftorah Yeshaya. It's one of the Sheva Nechamto Haftorah. And we read, and the Chatan reads Ki Chatan Chayim Peher, the things that the Chatan does, and Ki Val Bachu Betulai, and Voluch Banayich. You know, that's all. That's what he used to be. That was his Haftorah because he's getting married that week. The problem was that in communities, like in anywhere, if you live in a certain community, so mostly you live in a community where you have the same age people. You have a lot of 18-year-olds getting married. They don't get married the same week because they don't want to get married and interrupt the other guy's simcha. And what do they read every week? They were reading the same Haftorah. Right? And that was halacha. We see that that fell to the wayside. I imagine, without knowing really, that they said, well, it's too much. We can't have a whole year of Haftorahs of a chassan and not have the real thing. So they stopped doing that at all. It's not read at all. But we have the concept of reading Haftorah. But it comes out here, this year, we have something that hasn't happened, believe it or not, in 27 years. And it's not going to happen again. That's what I want to talk about, because I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to do it in 2041. Now, what happened, and why is this a whole to-do? In fact, I spoke to the children, my wife, about it last Friday night. I said, why do you get so excited about Haftorah? I said, no, it's a very exciting thing. I'm sure they're not going to be mityaches in the shul, but you should know. Anyway, the next morning in shul, that's all they were talking about, that we're going to have two Haftorahs in a row, the same one. It gets worse than that, because there's seven possibilities of Haftorah these 2 weeks, and we read the one that's not la'alacha because it's only 9 psukim, and we don't read the 6 other ones, which we could be reading at least one of the times. And Allah is, we read the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing. You can't appreciate, I don't know, maybe a Bachi Yeshiva would be much more excited about this, but you can't appreciate what this is. Like, we're making such a change in the reading of Haftorahs, that it's a remarkable thing. So we have to see where it comes from.
Like,
and what's that?
I mean, when we have Shemitah, the Yovel year, when we have things repeat after so many years, that's a normal run of things. But this
Right,
is.
that's going to happen. But you have, we'll see why this happens and when it happens. So when you ask a person, what did they do last time? He'll say, I don't remember, because the last time this happened was 27 years ago, and the next time it's going to happen is 2041. What are we talking about? So it's like this: in the year Zachag, there are, if you look at a calendar, you get a calendar, a yeshivish kind of calendar, which says this year is a three-letter code. And that three-letter code tells you when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, what day of the week. It's going to tell you when Pesach is going to be. And it's going to tell you if it's Maleh or Chaser. What's Maleh Chaser? We have 2 months that could be 30 days or 29. Like, for example, Cheshvan and Kislev could be either 29 or 30 days Rosh Chodesh. This year happened to be Chaser. That's why, I don't know if you noticed, but we, because it was Chaser, we got to the 15th day of the month too soon. And we're able to say Kiddush Levana later than the normal time. But that we made it up now with the 2 day Rosh Chodesh. When you have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, then the moon all of a sudden comes out. The last time we say Kiddush Levana is the 14th night, not the 15th, because till you reach 14 took an extra day. So it kind of evens out, and that's why it's done that way. So where's Zachag? What's Zachag? That Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, which it was out. How could we forget that? Remember, I've told you before, Rosh Hashanah, it's a very unusual thing. We have to be careful about Hilchos Shabbos because we're going to not blow shofar for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is like a little bit of a kitrug. And I don't have to tell you the kind of year we had afterwards. And Meshach Chochmah talks about it, says the years that they had Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, you didn't blow shofar, were terrible years. So I don't have to talk about that. And Chag is, Chet is Chaser. This year we had only 29 days of Cheshvan and 29 days of Kislev. And the only one day Rosh Chodesh, we had like 4 days of Rosh, 4 1 day Rosh Chodesh in a row, which is unusual. And Gimel is that Pesach comes out on Tuesday, right? And that, and it's a Shana Muberet. What goes on over here? It's like this: the halacha is that when you have two parshiot which are separate, why do we have separate parshiot? Achrimot Kedoshim, because we have extra Shabbos. There are four extra Shabboses this year. So we don't have Barbe Chukotai separate, the Taviz Yom Tzor, so everything's separate this year. Nitzan is another reason. Matos Masa has to do with the different thing also. But this year, everything is separate. So you need an extra Haftorah. So the Ramah brings that this is one time that even though the Haftorah that's read is the second Haftorah, what's that? Let's have Achrei Mot Kedoshim. And usually we read the Haftorah of the last parsha. Why? Because we want the Haftorah to be the last thing we read. That's the same thing all the time. If Rosh Chodesh, let's have Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, right? So I bring out three, and it's on Shabbos. I bring three Sefer Torah out, and what's the last reading? The last reading is Chanukah. So read the Haftarah of Chanukah. We don't read Rosh Chodesh, but it's always like that. We read the last, whatever thing we the last read. That's the last thing that we read the Haftarah on, because the Haftarah is contiguous with the Torah, with what we've just read. So he says there's one time that we don't read the Haftorah of Kedoshim, of the last parsha we read, and that's in a normal year when they're together, Achrimot Kedoshim, we read the Haftorah of Achrimot. So Farshim say, why? Because the Haftorah of Kedoshim is awful. We try to avoid it. But Rama says if it does happen to be Rachmana Litzan, a separate, we have two separate Shabboses for them, then we read the Achrimot, we read the Kedoshim Haftorah first for Achrimot, and we read the Achrimot Haftorah for Kedoshim, so we should end on a good note, because that the Torah Mishnah is such an awful Haftorah, right? So that you get the idea that even when they're connected, we switch. We try to avoid the Shavuot. Now, most years, like 24 years in a row, that Pesach, they have separate parshios and separate Haftorah, they usually come out on Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh. That's just how it is. If you look back 27 years where there were leap years, you'll see that Pesach was always like towards Shabbos. Pesach was either a Thursday, in which case that the Rosh Chodesh year would be on Shabbos 2 days later, right? If Pesach was on Sunday, like next year, it's going to be Sunday. So Shvi'i Pesach is going to be right. It works out that the parshas are either Shabbos Mevorchim, Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh, in which case we read Hashem and Kisi or Machar Chodesh of Yonatan and David, right? And if not, Achrimot will be Shabbos HaGadol.
I
That
had
Shabbos, that the two Shabbos should be panui without Rosh Chodeshes, without Shabbos HaGadol, on a leap year is once in the average of 24 years. It can happen 4 years later.
I had Machar Chodesh, my twin and I, Zichrono Vecha, I think it was around in Nisan, when I was 13, now by Bar Mitzvah.
But
Mitzvah
is what day?
I don't remember on Nisan. I know in English it's April 10th, but I was on Nisan, and because we're a twin, a minion had to walk out and stay outside and then come back in. So I'm the younger one. The older twin read it first, and then I read it secondly.
But the same after the Torah, Machar Chodesh.
Nachon.
I suspect that
often happens. It's one time, by the way, where the Haftorah has nothing to do with the parasha. It's a very unusual halacha. It's a
you
very
know, Josh, when I suspect that when the Tenenbaum brothers walked out, one of them prepared for the parsha, one of them prepared the Kiddush table. So the other guy walked in, they pretended to be the first one, and then they, it was the same guy doing the painting.
Jerry, do you accept that? You're good? Anyway, so here we have a year that Pesach is on Tuesday. So Pesach on Tuesday, so Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's today. I've got to wish you good Chodesh. It should be Bezrat Hashem, everything should be well, Bezrat Hashem. And tomorrow. So we have a Parshat Kedoshim that you need another Haftorah. So what's going to be the second Haftorah? I've read already Kushim. I'm sure then surely you read Kushim last week, right? L'chora. And this week they're going to get up Kushim. And people say, well, what do you mean Kushim? We read it already last week. Well, you read the same Haftorah. We never heard of this Haftorah. We read it two times in a row. And they say, yeah, that's the non-halacha minhag. And that's what we'll talk about. Where did this all come from? So it's actually a Mishnah. I said to Bitzaro, but what happened was Rav Golan said, when they had this meeting of the Rabbanu, what are we going to do about these Haftorahs? Rav Golan said, I'm the oldest Rav here that was here last time. So I don't remember, but I do remember. He says, I'm thinking 27 years ago, what they do. Yeah, I remember they read Kushim twice. So the next one of mine, is this younger guy, Bezalel, my father, my son Bezalel. And he said, What did you do then? You were in Efrat then? What did they do in Efrat? It's a matter of Minhag HaMakom. He says, I remember my father made a whole stink of it. He said, I always wondered my father made such a big deal of it. Well, because my father made a big deal, it's like, because of my father, so I said, oh no, we don't eat Hatishpot Tasha, we don't eat Tobot Yushlaim. So he said, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. He said, I have to remember. So what did you do next week? So Baruch Schwartz, yes, Rabbi Biskin. And Rabbi Biskin said, no, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, we don't read, we read two times in a row, we read in a row, Kushiyim, right? Where does this all come from? It all comes from the Gemara, and I forgot the word. It's a Mishnah, actually. The Mishnah talks about things that we don't read. It says, Maser Tamar, you don't read in public. Maser Ruvain, we don't read in public with the Tirgum, and David, certain things you just don't read in public. So at the end, not against Chachamim, but the answer Mary, we do not read this, well, I call this, pardon me, awful Haftorah. See, the Gemara says, what happened? So it says, this is what happened.
What Gemara is that?
It's Gemara Megillah. It's the last Gemara in Perek Shlishi of Megillah. Right? So that's the Mishnah, that's the last Mishnah. And the Gemara says on Chaf Eyom Beis, Maseh, he was got up on the bima, and he read what? He read Hotat Yushalayim et Toavoteha. He started reading this Haftorah to Yushalayim, the Toavot Yushalayim, all the Averis, right? Omar Lo, he said to this reader, Achata Botek, Toavot Yushalayim, you're telling me about the Averis of Yushalayim? Say Uvedok Toavot Imcha. I'm wondering if your mother is Jewish, yeah? Or if she did Averis too. But Kuacharav, they checked him out, and they found that he was possible. So it's amazing because Yushalmi has the same story, and it says that they found that he was a mamzer. Right? Wow, that is an amazing story in the Gemara. That's why Yossi said, we don't read this Haftorah. And this guy read it, and he said, you must be a mamzer. And they checked him out, he was a mamzer. In other words, you see from the Gemara, this reminds you of the, somebody told me, I spoke to Rashi Shreyer about it, it reminds you of the Purim story. Purim, it says, yeah, you have to drink ad lo yoda. You have to drink till you get drunk. So it has a story, the very famous story of Rav and Rav Zeva. They were friends, and Rav and Rav Zeva drank, and they both got drunk, came Rav and took a knife and killed Rav Zeira. Whatever that means, did he kill him or he hurt him or whatever? So Rav Zeira, according to Gemara, is dead, and Rav davened for him, and he became alive, like Elisha and Eliyahu. They gave him life, whatever. So first, and say we see from here that when it says get drunk, it doesn't really mean get drunk, because you see from the story that even though it says that halacha is you drink on Purim until you get drunk, but you see from the story that maybe you shouldn't get drunk because you kill somebody, right? So the stories in the Gemara, not some stories, very nice stories. The stories that tell you halacha. So here also, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, takes this very seriously. It says, wait, we see from what happened that they found that the guy really was a mamzer, that really that the halacha should be like that, even though it came out the machlokas Ashkenazim Sfardim. The Ramos says we really do read two haftarahs. Ramos says it's in the Bavli that the Shemat's possible. I mean, you can live with that. But in the Yerushalmi, right, and Yerushalmi held like Yerushalmi, though the Rambam holds that you could read talk about Yerushalayim. He said the Temanim read it for Parshat Shemot. I don't know why. What Parshat Shemot have to do with talk about Yerushalayim? I don't get it, because we read Haboim Yashresh, Tzav Tzav, Kav Kav. They make fun of the Navi. They don't want to accept the Moshe, whatever. But the most Sfardim read Shemot. They read about Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Why? But they didn't want to accept the Shlichut to be a Navi. Just like Moshe didn't want to accept the Shlichut to be a Navi. So it reminds you of that parasha. Why don't we do it? Because we do it on what? The first of the 3 weeks. We read the Yirmiyahu. There's a whole Torah about that afterwards. And anyway, you see over here how serious this is. And then comes along stories. They ask people, what do we do? Say, I don't remember. It was 27 years ago. I wasn't alive. I wasn't born yet. I don't remember. It's very, very interesting that this became, like, even in our own shul here, it became, I'm sure they're going to have a fight this week, but maybe not, because Baruch Schwartz will be there. Whatever. But anyways, I want to read to you some of the stories. There's a 7-page article of Chanan Semet. He talks here about, imagine the 7 possibilities of Haftaris. And this week we have either Kushim we read last week, and this week we read Hatishbot Shapot, we can't read it. So we have all other haftaros from Yechezkel that are similar to Hatishbot Shapot, to about Yerushalayim, and we read Kushim again. But it's still a machloket. So when it comes to machloket about Ashkenaz and Sfardim, but I have to read to you some of the stories. You see how serious this was taken. And this comes from Beit Knesset of Givat Mordechai. They asked the Rav what to do there. So he says, Maser, this is Rav, I forget which Rav is, Rav Hadari. He says, before 20 years, right, the 20 years ago, the Rav was sitting by the Kotel, right, Man Vatikin, right, and he never got involved. Even though he was the Rav of not Shalabim, the Rav of Yichotel, right? So he was very quiet. He said, whatever the minhag is, they'll do. I'm fine with it. One time, his whole life, he got involved in the machloket. They were ready to read Parshat Kedoshim, the Haftorah. And he says, no, no, we can't read this Haftorah. Right? They said, we can't read this Haftorah. This was in Shalabim. So people couldn't believe, wow, Rav Hadari never speaks up. He never says anything. What's going on here? He said, we can't read this. So they had a whole deal as the guy's ready to read the Haftorah. And they decided, no, we have to read the Kushim again. And, wow, how can you read the same Haftorah 2 times in a row? And there's so many possibilities. No, that's the way. So Rav Nevinson was asked about it. I said, no, Chas V'Shalom, we read only the same Haftorah twice in a row. He says, Yerushalayim especially very sensitive to it because it talks about Torah about Yerushalayim. So they bring another story, Bishnat Tovshin Gimel, at Balati in the Gra, and there was Rav Charlap. And there, the regular Rav Jakobson, who was a very famous Bal Kore, Rav Jakobson, didn't show up. So this Rav Chalap said to him, he said, I know why he didn't show up, because probably they're going to make him, the reader used to read the Haftarah also. He said, reader used to read from a klaf. So the reader prepared the parasha and the klaf. The person would get maybe Brichas Haftorah, but it didn't mean that he knew the Haftorah Baal Peh, that he could read it from a klaf, like some shuls have, like the Menage Agra. Anyway, so he says, I know, so he says, I'm waiting. So he said, I came late to shul. He said, I didn't say Baruch Shamar yet because I wanted to speak to you. I'm going to give you a shlichut. I want you to go to the Chaim Jakobson's regular minyan. We davened during the week. He didn't show up in shul here because he's worried about the Haftorah. And tell him not to worry. We're going to read Kushim. Anyway, he couldn't find him. At the end, he spoke to a different Rabban. He couldn't find him. He did daven earlier because of that. They had somebody else meet Kushim. And imagine you see from the story that, because he said that the year that he was affected by this was Tavshin Chaf Aleph, by going back so many years, that Bishanim Shal Zayin Hey Gimel, Kol Yushalayim, about the twice the same Haftorah. They made a whole stink. How can you get the same Haftorah twice? You have so many possibilities of Haftorah. Said, no, we read this. So what happened was a person got up to read Hashapo, they got up to read Kushiyim. A person that came out in Aliyah, who was big Rav, said, no, how you true? We read it last week. Said, no, so they had a whole fight. At the end, he went out, he did the Kushiyim one, and that he remembers. So he said, this year, in the Givat Mordechai, we're going to read Kushiyim twice. Right? Now, in Efrat, they can do what they want because it's not Yerushalayim. In other words, Min HaYerushalayim, every Shul in Yerushalayim will read the Kushim twice, avoid the HaTishpot Shavuot, but not us. Now, why is this very interesting? Because I'm not very good on learning the Haftorahs, but I did go over them. I just want to share with you what Kushim is all about. It's a difficult Haftorah. It's only 9 Pesukim. It's the shortest Haftorah of the year because it's only 9 Pesukim. And because it ends at the end of Amos. It's Amos Perek Tet. And it says like this. Koshua says, you are like Kushim, like a bunch of Shvar, I say Shvar, so I'm joking. Kushim from Kush. Kush is like, Hodwad Kush means like Yenemsville. Says, you guys, you think that because I took you out of Mitzrayim, that you're Choshuv, and I'll never let you die, and I won't punish you for your sins, and Misha Omer Koshuvah Vatran. Koshbo is a Vatman, you'll have his tummy will fall out, and so on and so forth. You're wrong. I've taken out Aramim from here, and I take Plishtim. I've saved a lot of nations. A lot of nations saved, and I send them to other places to be saved, and they got out of Avdus. There are stories like, you're not the only one that had this, right? At the end, they did Averis. I killed them. I let them all be destroyed. Well, you're not any different. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us. So he says, that therefore, by the way, this is an awful haftarah also, but then it's good, right? But it's not a good haftarah because the parashiyot now talk about a people, all the avevus, they were like, Kadoshim has most of the, except for Kiseitze, has most of the mitzvahs in the Torah, I think 64, so a lot of mitzvahs are avevus, and most of them are avoyot, for sexual misdeeds, and then we have a famous parasha, after Echa Kamocha, and you know that the Arla, it's just one after the other. Some have two or three Averos in the same pasuk. Some have Lomas Ochma, Tochla Adam, and the Chazal don't even know what it means because it can mean you have to do Kisri Adam first, you know that before you die, and so many things that we can't even give the Gali Malkus. Because he'll say, I learned the Pshat and Lo Tuchu Adam is the other Pshat. So there's so many mitzvahs in Averis. So therefore, the Haftorahs talk about Averis, right? But they don't talk about the Averis like Yerushalayim, Hodat Yerushalayim et Toaveha, like we're trying to avoid, like Rabbi Ezra Gadol is trying to avoid. So it says here, Aval Lo Hashmid Hashmid et Beit Yaakov. Because Rose says, like, this is very important, and it has to do a little bit with, I'll give you a little Hakdama. Rabbi Lehem, who I loved, we were very close together. I was his family. I was his family Rebbe, so to speak. I taught the children.
Which
Rebbe Lamb for normal Lamb from
Norman Lamb or Norman or
not from California, from YU, the YU Rebbe Lamb from the center. What do you call it? The 92nd Street, whatever. Sure. Anyway, so he used to not say he didn't say it. He believed in Eretz Israel. He loved Eretz Israel. His children are all living in Eretz Israel. He said, "I'm afraid," said Josh, "I'm afraid because." What if it doesn't work? What if there's another korban? So I said, well, the Ramban says there'll only be two korbanot, and there's a Kabbalah, it's only two, Al Pi HaZohar, it's only two, it's not three. He said, well, you never know. And here is, not as Raya, but it would be Raya. He says, Ani yechol hashmid et ha'at, et ha'mamlacha, aval ani lo hashmid et ha'am. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're bad, the country is bad, I'll destroy you. But there'll always be a yeterah. So where this happened? This happened by Yehuden Shomom. Right, the Amos is really talking about Shomron. The 10 tribes were, I don't know, totally destroyed. They'll come back. The Machlokes Chachamim. Will they come back? Sambat, all these stories that you hear about Aser Tashvatim. Maybe they're Menachem Koch is still looking for them in Kenya. I mean, it's very, very interesting stories. Unfortunately, the Chorvah will have 12 tribes at the end, but these things do happen. And he says, Bayomahu, Akimet Tat David Hanofelet. We say that every Sukkot, every day that we bench on Sukkot, Brachot Amazon, Akim. Right? Rachamim hu yakim lanu at sukkat ha-david ha-nofelet. We say nofelet, it's the end of a statement. Here in the post, it's a middle of the post, Yomo ha-kimim sukkat ha-nofelet, that even though I'll destroy Shomron, but I won't destroy Yehuda because at least they have a few mitzvahs on their neck. It's Yom HaMelech, they had Yoshio HaMelech, so they have good things going for them. So listen to this. At the end, towards the end, so if you psuk him in this Haftorah, the Pasuk says that, so like this. Kol od she'amda ha-mamlacha ha-ta'a haya perud ben shnei batei Yisrael. Koshma says, we have a problem. You have Yehuda, some of them are good, you have Shomron, they're awful. But Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazeh, so, and they really hated each other. You know, there were wars at the time of Achaz, at the time of Israel, that got together with Aram to fight the Yerushalayim, the Parashat Yitro, the Haftarah has to do with Yishayahu, Hanavi, Kadosh, 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 and then it talks about Achaz and all these things and the hatred between Israel but they're all Jewish. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, V'lo yachlu bnei Yisrael l'tgaber al yaveihem. Shchinem, because of the pirud. Achadu bnei Yisrael, shibnei Yisrael mamlacha achat, yebchocham lenatzechet oyvehem lachid kulam. Because it says, as long as you have achdut, now this was written, this pesukim were written 2,000 years ago, and this perush was written, that mikra was written, I don't know, 40 years ago, whatever, right? And he's talking like today. It's an unbelievable thing. Even the goyim, machshamam, feel that when we have achdut, we're like stronger. Politically, it makes sense, and you see it in our own. You know, they never, the Hamas, the Machshamam, never thought that we'd get our act together because they saw such people that even the army or the air force said we're not going to come back to do miluim. You remember this? We're talking about 8 months ago, they were talking about that I'm going to go back to my miluim, and it was an incredible period. What brought us together? Unfortunately, we had needed a war, and it's still going on. So these pesukim can really speak to us. It's amazing. So I said, maybe it's Pasher, the Dabka this year. I'm saying this now, Kabbalah, but my gut feeling is we're reading this Haftorah two times in a row, because if you understand what the Haftorah says, the Haftorah is saying that I had to do Hashmada of a Chedek of Bnei Yisrael. It's very scary. Yeah, this concept also exists in Zechariah. We read Zechariah, first day pesukim, with Chomoyd, Shabbos Chomoyd, the Shabbos Chomoyd says about there's going to be an earthquake, Yerushalayim, and half the city will be destroyed. It's not, we're talking about a million people be killed. This is the time of Mashiach. This is the time of good things. It's unbelievable. We think that everything will end well. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Abram, you should know that your years are Achem, and they're going to torture you. But 400 years from now, you'll be fine. Thanks a lot. You know, I don't know. Do I really want to hear that? I want to hear that, you know, you're going to go into exile, and you're going to be tortured, you're going to have Hitlers and whatever, and Pharaohs and loved ones, whoever, but it's going to end good 400 years from now. I mean, I don't know what a Nechama that is. I don't know what a Nechama that is. It'll end good for Klal Yisrael, because there will always be Jews. What Goyim want to do to us won't happen because they want to destroy Jews totally, like Hitler's in the world. And you see how many Hitlers are on. They're all Hitlers now. I mean, the way I see everything, they're all Hitlers. But you see how important the, what do you see from here, though? How important the Achdus is. I want to mention one more thing before I get into the Sfirat Omer. Rav Yaakov Meidan's son lost two legs in Gaza, and he was being Mirayin this week, last year, I don't know how long ago, and they said, what's your wish in life? I said, my wish in life is, imagine this guy lost two legs. I would say, Rachman Latzad, I'd be able to walk, and like normally even, I'd get a prosthesis, and I should lead a normal life, and so on and so forth. And he said, I want to see Achdus. And the typical Rav Yaakov Meidan's should say such a thing. It's unbelievable. He's talking about Achdus, because I guess his neshama understands that the Achdus is so important. One of the things, I don't know if I get to, so I'll mention it now, is the halacha is, because of Achdus, because Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh LaZeh works both ways. If my fellow Jew does an Aveira, I share in the Aveira. If he does a mitzvah, I share in the mitzvah, because we're all one. It's like one body. So the halacha is, a person forgets to count Sfiras Omer, right? And he feels bad. He could count, but he could continue count without a bracha, right? So it says a good trick is, if you have a good friend and he doesn't mind, you could have, if you have 40 good friends, every night ask one of them, if he minds, if you'll make the bracha, and he'll answer amen. So you're allowed to make the bracha that lo tzioto because the kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Because the achdus that we have amongst us, this halacha exists that I could be counting sfira with the bracha, the, all the rest of the sfira, even if it's 6 more weeks, even if I forget one time, ligamre, I forget the next day, because I have a friend that does, I don't think the friend will do it the whole till the rest. So I have 40 friends, and each one doesn't mind you. I don't mind you. You do the bracha, I'll answer amen. And so then bracha, by the way, is very, very important. In fact, bracha is so important that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin Musafin, if a person forgets to make a bracha or doesn't make a bracha, he's yotze. So the first question is, why does Rambam have to say yotze? You don't know, bracha is the Rabbonon. It's not the essential part of the sphere, it's to count sphere. Torah doesn't say you have to make a bracha. There are only 2 times you make brachas at a minute Torah, that's brachat HaMazon and brachat HaTorah. But all other brachot are Rabbanan. So the Rambam is saying, because the bracha is an essential part of the mitzvah, why?
Wait a minute, isn't the brachat HaTorah Rabbanan except for the first and last?
No, but, I mean, the chiyuv of brachat HaTorah, no, I'm telling
because I mean, they didn't used to make the bracha. They only made the bracha in the first, the beginning, the first
person. That's betzibur. No, I'm talking about wake up in the morning.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
Wake up in the morning. In fact, if he forgot or he didn't go to sleep all night, whatever, then somebody else can make it for you. You can wait for the Torah, and then you shouldn't really be davening without that. But we're talking about that's a tzibur dikah thing, right? So it says, how do you make the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem olam asher kalosav tzibanu lisfar hayom. Right, Shmona Yomim Shem Shmuelchad V'Yom Echad Bomer. It was part of the bracha. Get it? You understand? It was an essential part of the bracha. In other words, when I was Yotze, no, Yotze without a bracha, you see how important the bracha is. And here's a person who's willing to, yeah, you make the bracha for me, and you that way you can make a bracha. And you, tomorrow night find another friend, I'll do it for you. Fine, right? We see how important the Akdus is, and why. And this is what I wanted to get to. And you'll give them a listen because I think it's very important, even if we don't finish the Hilchos Mitzvot that we want to get to. Because why is it so important? So things like this. A lot of people ask me, I'm not a rabbi, I'm a dentist, right? But why? They discuss things with me. They like discussing with me. In any case, and I'm tickled pink, they like discussing their dentist things. But in any case, one a lot of the questions that come out during Sphere, I'm going to get it. I'm now connecting to Sphere of the Halachas, is I bought a bed before Yontif. It came on his Suchag. Can I use the bed? It's a new bed. Can I make Shachyonu on it? So first you should know the Minog Yisrael is not to make Shachyonu on a new Kalim so much. We don't, you could, if you're excited about it, but I don't know, you buy a new glass, you know, right? Clothing, yes. And even that, we're not, it's how you feel. If you're excited about it, you make Shachyonu. Now, what is this person confusing? He thinks that Tzrus Omer is in Zman Shalavetz. Chas v'cholil, it's v'chol adel. Nobody said there are different minhagim how to observe Tzrus Omer. I personally am very machmir. I don't listen to music the whole sphere, even till Shoshan Aybola. But it's not as Zman Shalavetz. It's as Zman Shaldin. What does that mean? We're carrying over. We think, you're not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to take a haircut. We're not allowed to dance. We're not allowed to, what else are we not allowed to do? We're not allowed to this, whatever, right? Since you're not allowed to do in Sphira. So, right? So we say, that's just like the 9 days. That's just like the 3 weeks. But they're different things. These 9 days are really, really avelut. They're avelut. And you have to be mishtate v'chal yisrael avelut. The Zman of Sphira Omer is the Zman Shel Din. But it's a very interesting din. The Ramban, the very famous Ramban, next week's Parsha, talks about what happened to the 8 days of Pesach that should be. Why isn't it like 8 days of Sukkot? So is it because the 8th day of Sukkot is, we all know what it is not seven, I mean, it's seven, ten, ten, whatever, it's 7:10. But we're talking about the Hebrew dates, right? The last day of Sukkot is a part and not a part of Sukkot. It's really Shmini Atzeret. It's Shmini Atzeret Achag, or it's really Shmini that really should have been like a month later or so, but it's in the rain. So Chodesh Mosheh said, make it part of Sukkot. But the Shavuot is really the last day of Pesach. And Ramban says it's so much a part of Pesach that in between the Tzrus Omer, there's what? Is Chol HaMoed. So Ramban says it has a din of Chol HaMoed. It's a very happy time. It's a great time, right? The Kol Beseder, right? So you take this and you start to talk about Avelos. No, it's not true. It's especially not true. But the Gemara does say, it's actually a Mishnah in Adios, that it's Zman Shel Din. Ad Kedei Kach, there's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and his Baal Plukta, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. We know about Rabbi Chanan Menuri. Where's famous Rabbi Chanan Menuri? Rice. The Rambam says a person eats rice on Pesach, cooked rice, he's chayv kores. because it's mitna pachit. It rises when you make a rice cake. It rises like a wheat. So you eat it, you chayav koreis. Right? We said no. It's we called sirchon. Chazal called sirchon. They had a kabbalah that it's not CO2, whatever. I can't get the chemistry. I don't understand it well. But rice really doesn't rise. But that's a cheat of Rabbi Chanan Yad. And he says, when is mishpat b'shem gehinom? So it says, so Chazal say that it's Yud Beis Chodesh. And we know that's why we say Kaddish, Yud Beis Chodesh, parents say Yud Al Chodesh, because we, that they should have, they help the Neshama and so on and so forth. We daven for them, we learn from them, whatever. Because that's, it's his mind, it's a hard time for the Neshama. That's when he's getting punished. Mechamu says, no, no, it's between Pesach and Atzeret. It's Tzvet Omer. No, that's his man Shaldin. That's man Shaldin, it's not the whole year. It's only 50 days, right? So what do we see? So Shlach Kodesh brings that really the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us holidays, bizmanim that are not so good. In other words, I remember I spoke. I'm sure I mentioned that question says you think that only Jews get the ulcers on Pesach time. Well, the ulcers are also Rosh Hashanah. I'm not saying Rosh Hashanah, but also Goyim. Goyim don't have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and they get ulcers at the same time. There's something about that time of year, maybe the change of weather, whatever, a piteva, that is this man shel din. It's a hard time. Now, why is it as man shel din? It's as man shel din, so Meshul Chama says, because it's a time that we have to prove ourselves. Why do we prove ourselves? Because we haven't accepted the Torah yet, and the Torah can only be accepted as one nation. Why? Very simple, Meshul. It says, Vayanu kol asher Hashem, Yachdov Naseh, it says Yachdov. Why Yachdov? Parshas Yisrael. It doesn't say Naseh Mishpat. That's later. That's in Mishpatim. He says, because the people say, we'll accept it together. A Kohen has his halachas that Yisrael doesn't have. So has halachas that Kohen has. All Jews have different halachas, and no one Jew, even Moshe Rabbeinu, could not do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Right? Nobody can do Aaron HaKohen. They couldn't do all the mitzvahs because we have different mitzvahs. But the sum total of Klal Yisrael, we have all the mitzvahs as a unit. When do we unify? So it says, Pesach is when we're not unified. Comes to Shavuos, we are unified. What happens? Because the unification and the unity of Klal Yisrael is so important between Pesach and Shavuos, it becomes, if we're not unified, it becomes as Man Shel Din. So therefore, I want to say, Yom HaTzimut, how can you have Yom HaTzimut and Yom Shalayim in Tfilas HaOmer? It's like, how can Kodesh Baruch Hu let that happen? It's a bad time. It's a Chas V'Shalom. Read the Ramban, it's a good time. But it's a time that you have to work on it a little bit. It's not free. It's not for free. Nothing is free of charge. Right? We have a deal with Kodesh Baruch Hu. You do mitzvahs, then I have a bris with you. You don't do mitzvahs, then I punish you. That's what we're talking about in Amos. He said, I'm not going to let you get away with the avarice you do because you say, well, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, you took out of Egypt. He said, I took a lot of people out of their countries and saved them. That doesn't mean anything. You have to prove yourself. So therefore, what happens if the man of Svira is a time where we don't show this unity, so we can't accept the Torah. So you're not taking my Torah. You could only take the Torah as a unified people. So that's why, so in Kabbalah, it's not that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim caused a thing called, Avelos. It's that they died Dafka this time of year. Of course, you know, historically, there was whatever, the wars, whatever, Romans, whatever. But I mean, historically, Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, they didn't have these, they didn't have Svira as his Manshal Avelos. They knew his Manshal then. But why did they die Dafka during the Svira? Because they were doing against what the thing was. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to see Achdus. So during the year, all right, they don't show Achdus. They get Avevus for not showing this unity. But during Spira, how can they accept the Torah? That every year they have to renew their what do you call it, vows. I call it renewing the vows, like Chasen and Challah, right? We know men and wife years later. They would have to renew their vows by Kabbalat HaTorah. But they can only do it as a nation. So if they're not working on that, I'll let them go for Purim time. Let him go for Tu B'Shvat time, but during Spirit time that they shouldn't show unity for Kabbalah Torah, they're dead. And that's what happened. 24,000 people died, right, in wars, whatever it was. So you understand the importance, the Spirit, how important. So when he says in Amos, it says, "Hayapiyudin b'tei Yisrael lo yichud neisul gabra lo yveihem." You can't win the game when there's piyud, when there's separation, but achshi tahadu shekhei Yisrael. The Mamlechachat, when they won, It's unbelievable. We really, anybody who doesn't feel this today is blind. Because the guy, how do we know this? Because the Goyim say it. The Goyim are taking advantage of our lack of it, achdut, and they were able to do what they were able to do. It's not even the punishment. It's almost like we put it upon ourselves. If I may say so, I don't mean to be so. But at least like we put, because the Goyim say that we put it on ourselves. The Goyim saw this weakness, and therefore they took advantage of weakness, and it was true. There was a weakness. What do you want to say, Jerry? What?
Did Rav Akiva's students die in an earthquake?
No, no. It says they really died in war. I think I understand it was Roman wars. I don't know. Do anybody there? Any of the Syrians? Right? Anybody there? Right?
Yeah, you're right.
It was wars. It wasn't
the Greeks or not the Greeks. It was something else.
Babylon? I thought it was Roman. Babylon? I thought it was Babylon? During Babylon? The Romans. The what?
Not the Babylons. You're right.
No, it was the Romans. No, it was Romans. At that time, Rabbi Akiva's time was the Romans. Roman Empire. It was Roman. Yeah. No, that we know for sure. I just don't know exactly. But it seems like there were wars. The wars going on at that time. And they destroyed all the... Rabbi Akiva also was killed. Right? There were five Talmidim left. Shemai Chai was left. And so on and so forth. There were five. They got to, and they continued the Torah.
Rabbi Akiva had a chance to say Shema.
But yeah, well, yeah, that was... Right. He had a chance to say Shema. Today, unfortunately, the same thing. In any case, so now you understand where Yom HaTzimut is coming from, Yerushalayim is coming from. It's very matim to have Yom HaTzimut, Yom Yerushalayim in Sfirat HaOmer, because why? It's on, we're working on the way to, right, to Shavuot. And that's it. Let me speak about some of the halachas of Sfirat HaOmer, some of the questions that come up. One of the questions that somebody asked, not me, was can you say Hinni Mucha Mezumah Kansas Ase Shal Sfiras HaOmer? Question is Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer today Min HaTorah? So most Rishonim say that because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, we don't have Korban HaOmer, it's Min Rabbanan, it's not Min HaTorah, right? So how do we say Mitzvah Ase? So the two answers. Number one, the Rambam holds that even Bisman Azeh, even though we don't have Korban HaOmer, we don't have the Lechet HaOmer and all the Avodat HaOmer, and all the things they did at the Omer and Chodosh was Nitar there, except for the date. Therefore, it's only Rabbanan. But my mom said, but we still lead up to Shavuos. We're counting 50 days lead up to Shavuos. Shavuos is Min HaTorah, Bizmanenu, even without a Beit HaMikdash. So the Rambam holds that counting spirit is Min HaTorah. And Kvad, the Ramban, and most Rishonim said, no, Bizmanenu, it's Rabbanan. That's why we don't make Shachyanu, because it reminds us of the Chom Beis HaMikdash. One more thing, Jerry, before you. There's Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who was a Rishon. It's a very interesting thing. He says, like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. He says, Sfirat HaYamim, counting 50 days, Min HaTorah. Why? Because we're counting 50 days. It's actually Gemara in Menachos, Samach Dei, and above. We're counting 50 days to lead up to the 50th day, which is Shavuos. That's Bizman Hashem. When you count the Shavuot, it happened after Shavuot, is it was a Shavuot of Shavuot, like a Chol HaMoed kind of day, that people brought their korbanot. Why? Because since it was only one day of Chag, you couldn't bring your personal korbanot. You couldn't bring korbanot on the Chag. First, it wasn't enough time. Secondly, it's a problem by Silva Shammai with bringing korbanot on Yom Tov Chag. So when did people bring their korbanot? On Chol HaMoed. But there's no Chol HaMoed on Shavuos. So no, there's a Shavuot of Shavuot. So that we don't have. In other words, when we count weeks, we're counting the Shavuot. We're leading from the 50th day is Shavuos. But the 7 week, it leads up to a Shavuot of Shavuot. Then Beis HaMikdash, they had the Kedushat HaYom of Shavuot, the Kedushat Shavuot of Shavuot, that they were able to bring the Korbanot Tachag within the week later. That's what's funny. In Chutz Laaretz, they have, we have an extra day. So they say, they don't take Tachman an extra day. But Chutz Laaretz is not Shayach to have an extra day beyond the time of the what we call Tashlumin, of bringing Korbanot. So it's comical that they should have an extra day beyond us when the whole point is only for Beis HaMikdash. What do you want to say?
Gosh, this issue of shaving and haircuts, are we much more lenient today with people who regularly shave?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, very good question. Demis is, I really believe that the Shitati, Vaniutati, that it's not an Avelus thing. So if you hold, this will blow your mind, but believe it or not, there was a minhag, there was a custom not to shave on this time of year from Adam Rishon's time. It was a minhag dover don't sit in the Zohar. It's called umer legugalta. When you have an omer legugalet, then you're not supposed to cut your hairs. It becomes a very chamor dicker thing. If you hold like that, it comes out that if you hold that at Svet Omer, you're not allowed to shave, not because of Eilut, but because there's this minhag. What happened was, though, that the Rabbanim saw that people were not accepting this because like they didn't understand it, which is understandable. So they attached the Rabbi Kiva thing to, like, Hilu. It's again, like I said before, Rabbi Kiva didn't create the problem of Sphira, like it's a bad time. They died in Sphira because it was already Dman Shel Din. But now it wasn't initially Dman Shel Avelut, and it's still not Dman Shel Avelut. But what happens is, since I don't haircut because of the Dman Shel Din that has to do with not Avelut, so I remember I was zochet to make a bris for a grandson, and I didn't shave, and my kids were furious at me. I cannot shave. You're a tzaddik. Everything it's yachag. It's no, but I'm not shaving because of avedut. I'm not ashamed because it's zman we don't shave. Ad kidei kach, it says that if Shavuos comes out on Sunday, right? So you need to not shave 48 days and 1 minute into the 49th day.
But yeah, right? Erev Shabbat, many people feel. I thought the Ravim said
right, 100%. And they will not shave till after Shavuos. So it says the Chidah brings that they force him. He said, how can I shave? It's only the 48th day, right? Or, for example, I myself will not take the Rav Soloveitchik once passing that you really shouldn't take your haircut after Shabbos. Because it's like a Zilzal Shabbos. So we always, in our film, we always take haircuts like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if we can. There's one time I take on Sunday, and that is when Shavuos comes out on Monday. Next year, Pesach comes out on Sunday. Shavuos will be on Monday, and I can't shave till Sunday. So someone will tell me, you know what? You know, the whole Shabbos, you know, if it's silly not the shaves, I may change my mind about that. But it comes out, but I did make a bris, or not, a bris for a grandson right before Tisha B'Av, and I shaved. So my kid said, Abi, you're not normal. I said, I know I'm not normal, but not because of what you think, not for that reason. He said, you didn't shave on Swiss Omer, and you're shaving on Tisha on the 9 days? What, are you crazy? And then saying that. But they thought, do you understand? This is Abelus. I have today Dave's, I could shave. Lichvod being a sandik. But then it wasn't because of Avelus. I didn't have any good. I couldn't shave because the reason I wasn't shaving had nothing to do with Avelus. So they didn't understand that fight. But in any case, the shaving, that's why the different minhagim and the people who do shave, they don't, they take it, they'll shave, they won't take a haircut. But there are a lot of heterans because if you feel Mishum Avelus, my father was very firm. He, after 2 weeks, he had to, even after Avelus of his own, he lost his father. The Rav said, he'd go to work in America and be a manager of a city in New York of finances, which he was, and come in unshaven. Right? I told you the famous story came famous. It was my story. I was once, I came into office. For 3 weeks, after a day, I shaved because I looked bad already. I grow bad very quickly. And but the 9 days, I didn't have that head there. So I came to work without a beard, with a beard. So people knew I was very well kept. I was very amicable. So they said, Dr. Handel, what's this that you're unkempt? If we may ask, you know, that all these years you were a dentist that was so well kept. I said, well, it's the time of the time of, how do I say to them? The time of, Avelut, right? How do you say Avelut in English?
Morning.
I use that word. So they said, so the guy said, you know, I'm a very religious, he was Polish Catholic. I'm a very religious Catholic. I go to church, but I don't feel so strong about the popes. What happened? That time, there were two popes that died within 2 months, within 6 weeks. Very unusual. Pope Paul II, I don't remember the names. And people were very upset about that. And I'm wearing a beard. And they thought it was because of the pope. Right here, I'm wearing a yarmulke, maybe like the Pope. So anyway, I heard the story many times. Imagine there was somebody that thought that there was somebody, they didn't know it was a dentist even, that a guy was in the Deutsch community and he had a beard because of the 9 days or 3 weeks. And there was a time that the Pope died, so they thought it was because of the Pope. So that was me. They didn't believe me. At the end, they didn't believe that story. I said, it happened to me in my dental office. In any case, things like that happen. But again, today, of course, they're heterim, left and right. And again, the Rabbi Lichtenstein Zatzal said you really should cut your beard trim it every Friday. But there's a difference. It doesn't mean you have to take a haircut. You don't take a haircut every week. But Morris says that Melech takes a haircut every day. You know, Melech biyofim tachzan anechot. Melech takes every day. Kohen Gadol every Friday, every week. Friday, I guess Friday, right? Every week. they should look nice also. No, there's no pasuk like that. I don't remember the pasuk in Sanhedrin. One Sanhedrin, second Berak. Right? But the emes is that that the Bismanenu, and we hold it's not very loose. There are a lot of terim. There are terim even up to the Shmush
HaChalbo. What about
100%. 100%. But by the way, interestingly, because it's Mandin, the Zohar says something. The kids are a little bit upset with me. My kids are always upset with me. That's the truth. Someday I have a good excuse here. Right? My minhag is to make a bracha for Hallel, Yom Atzmut, and Yom Shalayim, but the Zohar says, you know that because it's Man Shel Din, you know that it's say Hallel, it says, really we should say Hallel Shalayim the whole Pesach. It doesn't hold like the Gemara because of Korbanot and all that. It said, but you can't say Hallel on Sphira. When the Sphira start the same day Pesach, so we stop saying Hallel. So it says that even Rosh Chodesh, whatever, you know that say full Hallel till Shavuos. So I'm afraid of Zohar, so I said, you know what? I won't say full hallel, but I'll say bracha. I believe you should say hallel, but I'm afraid. But that's a personal quirk I have. But it doesn't make me less a Zionist than all you guys. My kids know that. But this, but I said, but you kids don't have to do what I do. You can make the bracha and do full hallel.
Are you talking about with a minyan or without a minyan?
No, so that's a question about Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Lechem Mishneh brings from his Rebbe the Rashba, that when we don't say a full Hallel, you should not make a bracha. So it comes Rosh Chodesh, but the Minhag Bashkenaz, so Sfaradim don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh Hallel, right? But if you daven B'tzibur, Rabbeinu Tam says, since you daven, it's like Machok Rabbeinu Tam and Mishonim, that since you daven B'tzibur, you could make a bracha, but if you do it at home, if you today, Rosh Chodesh, you davened at home, you really shouldn't make a bracha. So that's a machlokes. I'm not paskening. I'm just saying, I know that during Corona, I personally, when Rosh Chodeshim, I didn't make a bracha for Hallel because I was davening alone. It was only 2 months like that, I think. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? Two months that I didn't make a bracha on the Hallel. Half Hallel. But the half Hallel of Pesach is a different kind of half Hallel. It's a day we should say Hallel, because it's already shun. Whatever reason, then you do make a bracha. It's a half hour with bracha, even if you do it b'yichidut. Even if you hold the chumma, you shouldn't make a bracha on halal if you do it alone, half hour. The half hour of Pesach is not a half hour of Rosh Chodesh. The half hour of Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. We show it's a minhag, ba'almo. Adkidekach said that Rav went to Bavel. He said, they were saying, halal, Rosh Chodesh. He went to God. They said, halal, Rosh Chodesh. You crazy? Don't say halal, Rosh Chodesh. And then he said they were skipping paragraphs. Ah, that's not a real halal. Because I'll be at Kabbalah. Well, that's just our Kabbalah. The only halal that's a real halal, that's a mystic halal, is a halal shalim. That's why the Sephardim make what bracha? Rosh Hashanah Tzvanot Tzvanot, the Gemurat halal. Because Gemurat halal is the difference between, we hold that the Hashivut of halal is making part of the davening. You're not allowed to even speak between Shmona Esrei and Kaddish Tekabel. You're not allowed to talk. Because it's part, all those things, Tachman and everything, is a different way of davening, Kaddish Baruch. It's one long davening. But you're not allowed to put in a Mishabeirach or something in at that time. You have to, right? It can only be after we take out the Torah, whatever, right? But it's a din of Tachnun or Hallel. The Chashiva Hallel has nothing to do with the Bracha. Chashiva Hallel is a part of the Shmona Esrei. People think, oh, if I don't make a Bracha in Hallel, then it's worthless. I'm saying to Chasim Shalom, if it's part of the davening, where it's right after Shmona Esrei without a Kaddish in between, then it's part of the davening. I'm not allowed to add to the davening. Unless I know what I'm doing. So if I daven even chatzi halal without bracha because I'm from a yeshiva bacher that doesn't believe in it, if I don't believe in it, I'm not going to say it at all. Because I'm not going to have anything between, I'm not even allowed to talk between tachanun and shmona esrei. It's part of the shmona esrei. Right? I can talk if it's not, I don't have tachanun, like this month, people talking. Because I don't know if that's so careful about that. But that's very, very important to be aware of that. So the Sfirta Omer takes on a new attitude. So what I want to say, in my heart, I really believe Sfirat Omer has nothing to do with Avelut. It's Man Shel Din, and you have to be careful, and you could go swimming even the first time, and you could buy furniture, and you can make Shachianu, do whatever you want. There's some that don't. They don't. But it's not, I don't think that's a correct minhag or correct chumrah. But so what do we do? So I'm going to say that the Isur Nisuin, this is my own. I like what I'm saying, but you know, accept it, is because we didn't get the Torah yet. How can you get married? Of course, we do get married when you're working towards getting married to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah, the Torah, right? How can you dance when dancing is related to to getting married. How can you sing when it relates also to getting married? How can you take a haircut? Well, I say haircut, it has to do with something that was a minhag from the time of Adam Rishon. So I want to say that these, we relate them to the 9 days or the 3 weeks, but they're really not related one to the other. I just want a few other ideas that a person, whatever, this is very interesting halacha. There's a famous, famous Bahag. Bahag we owe everything to. The Bahag halacha kedolot is born in Tosis Menachos Daf Samich Vav, where it talks about Menachot Menchata Omer. And Bahag says, if a person forgets one day to count his Omer, he can't continue counting. So Tosis says, Lo Yitachein, and all the Rishonim disagree with the Bahag. Who said, what are you talking about? Every day is a mitzvah. Who said that it's one long mitzvah? So that's the Bahag, right? That's a Bahag. It's amazing because the Bahag was so careful. I remember I was in Cedarhurst in a place called the Shen, some restaurant, the Chinese, and the woman, Chinese girl, says at the end, I hope you had a good dinner. Don't forget to count Sfira. Last night was so-and-so. She said, Goya. They had a girl at the door because most people are starting to eat before Ma'ariv, and they're going to daven Ma'ariv themselves. And that's a good time to forget. I mean, it's easy to forget. Imagine this Chinese Goya was reminds you sort of why, because it became such a thing. If the Bahag didn't exist, then I'd say, I didn't do it tonight, so I'll do it tomorrow night. Big deal. Once the Bahag said that if you don't do it, you lose all the mitzvahs, all the right, but you could count, but not with the bracha. I'll be damned if I'm not going to count the rest of Sfira.
What was her name? Thumdum Goy?
But my brother said, I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen on the way out. You're going to crack up. And sure enough, my brother took the restaurant going out of the shit. Don't forget that. And last night was, she could have said what tonight is because she's not going to count. That's it. Say, last night was so like Hanukkah. What night are we lighting Hanukkah? Well, last night we lit 5 candles. Like, Akilah, you're not going to say tonight 6 candles. Jewish joke. You know, only Jews can appreciate the concept of, you know, last night.
She said it in any case, too.
So the Bahag, it became so important that the Rav Akiva Eiger says a person's an onain. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs. He can't make hashayotza. He can't make shakon yavod. He doesn't make brachas. He can't daven. What do you do about sfira? He can't do sfira. He's not chayiv. But really, even though he's not chayiv, and he really shouldn't, but he should say today is so and so, so they could continue the next day, right? The next with a bracha, right? Overall, it's chayiv in mitzvahs, not an onen, right? Because he's ready to bury his father, mother, and son. So that's a right. So the question, Bar mitzvah boy, for example, no. So the Bar said, why is he said that? Because Chabal should miss all those mitzvahs. The ask on the Rav Akiva Eiger, what about the last day? Let's say he's no name on the 49th day, the 48th day, going to 49, and he can't count Swiss Omer that whole day, whatever. And he's not going to miss anything because he doesn't miss that day. It's a one day, Yemoichab, people feel terrible not to miss the last day. That's crazy. I know some of it's the first day because he didn't have in the minion. So you forgot the first day, he would count the whole. All 49, all the 49 yard line, that's a very unusual thing. But if you get less, that could happen, but you feel bad. But at least it didn't affect the other ones. But because of the Bahagia, at least we're careful about counting it. So I just want to finish with this, something I heard from the Rav. The Salvechik says, people are making mistakes. People think that Bahagia is saying that it's all one mitzvah, and every night it's 1/49th of a mitzvah, right? So if I miss it one night, I can continue, right? I can say it, but I can't make a bracha. He said, and that's what they disagree on. But we hold that every night is a separate mitzvah. Most it's not true. Everybody holds that it's really one mitzvah. We will hold that. So how do we do it every night? So if we're right, so he says, because, and why is it that you can't if you don't do it the next day? And why can it work the next day even without a bracha? Because what's missing is the retzef. So Salvation uses the word retzef, the continuity. In other words, a person forgets to count Sfiras Omer day 11. So tomorrow's going to count, it's 12? It's not 12 for him. He didn't count 11. So it's not because the Sfira is one thing. It's that a person can't normally count and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. They don't count that way. So the Torah says you have to count the way that normal people, not Jews, anybody. A guy will count that way also. He's not going to skip a day. They skip the 13th floor in America because of the, because they don't have 13th floor in America and the elevators. I used to ask my dad, why don't they have 13th floor? No, I don't want to talk about those things. Guy, you should think. Yes, you know, this, that, you know, 13, you know, that, right? Friday the 13th, the spiel, right? But the normal counting is every single day. So it said, and because that, when you do count the next day without a bracha, you say, oh, Kodesh Baruch, I forgot with a bracha, but there's a retzah because I'm saying today is number 12, right? Today's, today's actually number 15. So I could go on to tonight. right? But if I forgot last night, a bar mitzvah boy, he didn't count minat Torah. He didn't count even the rabbanon. He didn't count chinuch. How could he? So some say bar mitzvah can't make a bracha. We hold that no, you could make a bracha. The Mepharshim say good. Why? Because at least he counted the retzeh. It's not that he missed. I missed only drabanon, and it's only chinuch. Yeah, but he's counting. He's counting like a normal counter. So the rough sheet is a very beautiful pshat. Why it works? Well, for a person, for example, he's davening an early minyan Shabbos, and they don't daven the sfira. So it says that he have in mind, I'm going to say what it is because I know I'm going to forget tonight. One time my father and I forgot was Dafka Friday night and davening early in America. And I woke my father up. The only time in my whole life I woke my father up, 2 a.m, I said, I hope you really didn't count sfira. He was so thankful, he really didn't count sfira. Well, it was Shabbos, we ate, it was still light out. And we've got sfira totally. So after that, he wrote the sfira in the benching after the say sfira. The bench he used the whole year, so to say sfira. That was the bench he used. And the bottom sfira, even Friday nights. So, but what if the minhag is to count sfira without a bracha? It's a Kodesh Bracha. I know it's the wrong time to count, but I'm counting for tonight so that if I forget tonight and tomorrow, at least I have a retzef. That's why it works even with Ben Ashmoshos. By the way, because sfira is the Rabbanon, we said that even if you forget, it's ready after Shkia. I forgot to count sfira. Can you count? Yeah, absolutely. Because I have the retzef. Once it's night, it's the next day. That's why an international dateline, it really doesn't work. I'm going from west to east. I'm going to Japan, I don't know wherever. I'm crossing the dateline. So by me, it's the third day of the Omer. I go there, it's already the fourth day. So I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to say I'm with them. It's the fourth day. What do you mean? But you already said it's the third day. You can't change your mind. You're changing your mind? No, it's too late. So now they're counting five. You missed it, right? On the other hand, let's say you're going from America to Israel and you lose 7 hours. You're going from America to Israel, it's not to be most, that's baloney. The day doesn't have to be a certain number of hours. That we start davening early the night of the first night of Sfira, there is such a minhag, but it's not.
First off, you can really count necessary. On the plane. You can. First off, you can count on a plane. So cross the dateline, when you go to, if you go to.
But when are you going to? No, but it has to be dark. It has to be the next day.
No, if I go from California to Australia, it's a 17 hour difference. So today is the 15th. It's already the 16th there when I arrive. I lost the day. And so Mara comes around. It's the 17th. So what do I do? I simply.
I count without a bracha. I count what they're doing without. I count. Yeah, it's a good question.
Count the 16th, which is what you should be counting, and then count with a bracha the 17th.
Hey, Josh.
No, you can't. Oh, it's time. I'm sorry.
Why? Because for me, it was still the 16th. And if you have to count all the time, how can you miss it? You missed the day.
You can count on it.
Very good, Jim.
You didn't miss the day. The world missed the day.
The world missed the day. All right. Something to think about. I think nothing
to do with Count Dracula.
Hey, Josh, I want to thank you. I have my next speaker lined up. I will see you in a couple
Sorry, I didn't finish half of what I wanted to do. By the way, I wouldn't finish today because there's so much to do. But I hope that the Haftorah is interesting enough to you to spend so much time on it. You see, this week, if they start throwing a slogan at the Baal Maftir, you'll know there's a history behind that. Okay, we're on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good morning, Yaakov Rodan.
Good morning, Bruce.